The show is live and local. It's your connection to local performances. On today's program, we'll be letting you hear from some of the students in the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program at the University of Illinois. That's ISYM, drawing people from throughout the state especially, but elsewhere as well. And they're in their first week of those sessions. And tomorrow, during the day, will be the first of the public performances that'll happen over three Saturdays. This one, next one, and then 2 weeks after that. We'll be previewing some of those as well in the coming Fridays. Also on the program today, we'll be having a preview of the concert Sunday night by the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana. And they are including, rather featuring, a countertenor named Jay Carter, who will be playing with a lutenist, actually playing a very large lute called the Theorbo, in some music by Henry Purcell on what sounds like a wonderful concert, and we'll preview one of those pieces on the program today. Lots of live music, and also we hope that we will have lots of phone calls, as this is the only remaining day this fiscal year when I have the chance to come to you and ask for your financial support to make sure that Live and Local continues. And in the coming fiscal year, which starts on the 1st of July, the phone number is 244-0025. That's in the 217 area, 217-244-0025, or you can give online at willpledge.org. We are looking to surpass the very fine response we had a year ago so that we can be sure to have more money in the bank to do more and greater things for you in the coming year. But we need those pledges during this next hour. That's all we have from Live and Local. The phone number again, 217-244-0025. Online, willpledge.org. That was some music by Felix Mendelssohn, a scherzo, a sort of a standalone piece for string quartet that was played by the, now former quintet, a quartet in residence at the University of Illinois, Pacifica Quartet. They're headed off to Indiana University and Jupiter Quartet taking their place, but that's from the Complete String Quartets by Mendelssohn on the CD label. And I played that music because we're going to be having some music by Mendelssohn, also for string quartet, from some young musicians from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program in just a moment. But first, I want to remind folks that this is our, it's our last mini pledge drive of the fiscal year. The fiscal year wraps up on the 30th of June. The new year starts on the 1st of July. And the idea is to get as much money in the bank as we possibly can to make sure that we can continue to bring you all the programs and services that you have come to expect and more here on Illinois Public Media and, of course, specifically on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I am Kevin Kelly, the host of the program. And the phone number where you can make your contribution is 217-244-0025. Or you can pledge online at willpledge.org. And I'm here with our membership coordinator, or whatever your official title is, Heather Miller, who can maybe put a little finer point on that before we hear these young musicians play live for us.
Member Relations Manager.
Is that it?
That is my title. No one knows it, but a lot of you may recognize my voice because when you call WILL and you're concerned about your patterns or where is my member card, or I made a gift in the pledge drive, but I haven't got my CD yet. Can you help me out? I'm the person on the other end, and I'm thrilled to be able to talk to you, and I am even happier to be able to ask you for your support for Live and Local. I am a huge fan of this program. I think there's nothing better than being able to tune in WILL and have access to what's happening in music in our community. I'm sitting in Studio F with a room full of fabulous musicians, and I got to hear a little snippet, a little preview of a treat you're going to hear later today. And I think this is a terrific program which offers that opportunity. And I encourage you on our last weekday here of this end of the year campaign, now is the moment, now is the time. Don't put it off. Call 217-244-0025. Make a $60 gift, make a $75 gift. Participate in local programming brought to you by your local public radio station, WILL.
217-244-0025 or willpledge.org, WILLpledge.org. Thanks, Heather. The ISWAM program has three sessions every year. The first session started, on Monday? Or did you guys start on Sunday?
On Sunday.
So it really is a full week, Sunday through Saturday, and wraps up tomorrow with performances by the Advanced Piano Camp, the Senior Orchestra, people from the Musical Theater Camp, Senior Concert Band, Senior Symphonic Band, all of those giving concerts tomorrow, some of them simultaneous, so you can't see everything that goes on. But there's also chamber music that happens each week. And we have with us right now one of the string quartets that has been working throughout the week. And they are two violinists, Taryn Nishimura and Richard Sue. The violist is Emma DeJarnett, and the cellist, Darren Liu. And they're going to be playing some music by Mendelssohn for us. But I'm curious to know from you guys, how much time do you spend as a quartet during the week versus other things you're doing? This is Taryn here.
We get about an hour.
Hour a day?
A day.
That's okay. It?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We've been meeting during lunch periods for 30 minutes on some days, though.
And during that time, you do get coached by different people?
The same person.
The same person.
And who's been your coach for this?
Emmalinda Escobar.
Emmalinda Escobar. And I think she's wrapping up as a senior at the, or was a senior at the University of Illinois, and going on to Northwestern, I think I had heard. And I know she's been in this studio playing with a quartet of her own. And are you also all in the orchestra?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody? And then do lots of other activities during the time as well. Well, you've prepared this one movement quartet by Mendelssohn, his second. I hadn't even realized that the whole quartet is only one movement. So we get to hear that minus repeat here. I'm looking forward to hearing what you've done in your pretty brief time together. Taryn Nishimura, Richard Sue, Emma DeJarnett, Darren Liu, music by Mendelssohn from the ISYM program live on Live and Local. Thank you. That was music by Felix Mendelssohn. It was the first movement of his second string quartet in E minor. It's the quintet in E minor, opus 44, number 2, and played here by students from the Illinois Summer Youth Music Program, ISYM, at the University of Illinois, which is in its first session this week. First violinist, Tara Nishimura, violinist playing the second part, Richard Sue, violist Emma DeJarnett, and the cellist is Darren Liu. And quite a tall order for what sounds like not a whole lot of rehearsal time during the week, just a half hour maybe at the most a day, as they've been here for this this first week of the program. Any of you returning for a subsequent week?
No.
This is it. And then done and other things. Then they'll be playing in the orchestra, senior orchestra concert, which is tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock at the Krannert Center in the Follinger Great Hall. Also at the same time will be the Advanced Piano Camp giving a recital in Smith Hall. And then at 10:30, the Musical Theater Camp is also at the Krannert Center in the Caldwell Playhouse. A couple of other band concerts happening later in the morning and the afternoon. And Melinda Escobar coached them on that music. We'll be having in just a few minutes one of the wind quintets from ISYM of four quintets that have been working with various coaches. And that is coming up very shortly here on Live and Local, and then a preview of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana concert, which is happening Sunday night. Our broadcast today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9. And that's a little bit from yet another of Mendelssohn's string quartets, again played by the Pacifica Quartet, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. We're at the end of our fiscal year, and before we hear our next set of students from the ISYM program, I want to remind you that we do need your financial support to sustain this service, and specifically to sustain Live and Local in the coming fiscal year. When you tune into the show, you're discovering an exciting world of performance arts, whether it's featuring young people, such as we're doing today, and at least in the first portions of the program, or perhaps many of the professionals who come through our area touring, or many of the professionals and amateur musicians who practice their art locally. Or maybe you learn about new instruments, as you are going to do later on in this program, an enormous lute that will be played in our studio accompanying a countertenor, which is also a concept that might be unfamiliar to many. All these things come to you every day on Live and Local. And if you appreciate that and have become a fan of this show because of those reasons, among others, then please call us at 217-244-0025. To make your generous gift, as generous as you can, to keep your connection to the arts growing. It's 217-244-0025, or you can give online at willpledge.org. And Heather Miller has been enjoying the program with me.
I know she enjoys it always,
and maybe can give you another incentive or two for making that call during this hour.
Well, Kevin's right. I enjoy this show every day, and today is no exception. What a gifted group of musicians today. And I got to watch. I was in Studio F. I got to see it all happen as well as hear and enjoy it. And I think part of what Live and Local does is allow all of us to continue growing and learning as we go through life. That's part of what WILL's mission is in providing you with programming, and Live and Local is a perfect forum for that. And it's really exciting to think that your credit card pledge, your gift of $60, $75, or $100 will help pay for this kind of music and offer up this kind of experience for young people in our listening area. So give us a call, 217-244-0025. you have a direct impact on the music performances you'll hear all next year when you make your gift right now, because the money we raise today, tomorrow, Sunday, those are the dollars we'll have to spend on your behalf come July 1. So I encourage you to dive right in there and support local programming created right here at WILL with you in mind. 217-244-0025.
When WILL began broadcasting way back in 1922, 90 years ago, our mission was to bring the people of our community the news of the day and also the music and entertainment to enrich their spirits and stimulate their minds. There's been so many studies that prove that great music does exactly that, as well as many other things. And it was also our goal to help people live life to the fullest and give knowledge to the community and give an idea of what goes on beyond Illinois. And Live and Local does all those things. It combines everything. It combines great music of many different kinds. It combines conversations with stimulating artists, whether they're local or visiting, literally from throughout the world. And you learn a lot, and we hope you get a lot of inspiration. 90 years later, we're still doing it. And Live and Local gives you some direct access to the artists and their performances, often live in our studio, such as you're hearing today. You can support this service by making your contribution online at willpledge.org, willpledge.org, or by calling 217-244-0025.
And when you support WILL with a $90 pledge celebrating 90 years of public service, we would be thrilled to send you the WILL Pride Pack. It has our Chico bag, it has a 90th anniversary ceramic mug, the iPad glass wipe. If you've watched Masterpiece Theater, you'd recognize Lady Mary and Matthew. They're part of the image on that cloth, along with our 90th anniversary logo, and a window cling that says you love WILL, and a lapel pin. And I understand that these things are kind of the new kitsch to have, and the only way you can get one is to give us a call and make your pledge, 217-244-0025. Pay for it with a credit card, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. Write a check, but whatever you do, the clock is ticking, the time is running out, and the moment is now before our fiscal year ends. 217-244-0025. Make your pledge.
Or give online at willpledge.org. Stay tuned next for another live performance by students from the ISYM program. We'll be hearing a wind quintet from that program in just a couple of minutes. It is Live and Local. Thanks for your support. Thank you. That was the wonderful percussionist Evelyn Glennie, joined by the Black Dyke Band. And what was the piece I just played for you there? The Whirlwind. Well, that's logical enough, as fast as she was playing. It's by Joe Green, and from her disc called Evelyn Glennie Meets the Black Dyke Band, Reflected in Brass, it's called. We have one brass instrument with us next, but it is part of an ensemble that is sort of a misnomer, typically called either wind quintet or woodwind quintet, the wind quintet being more accurately descriptive, since only three of the instruments have any wood in them at all, and flute used to once upon a time, but not the one that our performer is playing, and then, of course, the horn, which is all metal and either cork or neoprene, depending upon what she's got on her particular instrument. These are instrumentalists from the ISYM program, and their names, which I forgot to, didn't have a chance to check ahead, so hopefully I'll get them right or close. The flutist, is it Malika Patel? And oboist, Caitlin Nielsen. Clarinetist is Mitchell Lutz. And that was going to be one or the other. Bassoonist Rachel Hecht, and horn player Lauren Laney. All right, not too bad. Thank you all for coming in. How's your week been so far?
Excellent. Fun.
We had a great time.
Amazing.
Oh, those are all, oh, wow, those are some great words. Excellent, fun, had a great time, amazing. Did I miss one? Either way, that's wonderful. Are you also all in one of the bands? Everybody in a band?
Two of them are in orchestra.
Two. Oh, who's in orchestra here? The horn player and the bassoonist. So you'll be playing in the orchestra concert tomorrow morning. And the rest of you in concert band?
Symphonic band.
All three in symphonic band. Gives me a chance to say that those two bands will be playing back-to-back, starting at 11:30. The senior concert band will be at Fullinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center in Urbana. And then these students will be in the senior symphonic band, also in that same space. That concert starts at 1 o'clock. The orchestra concert, as I mentioned earlier, will start at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, also in the Fullinger Great Hall at the Krannert Center. We learned from the string quartet people that they rehearse in bits of half an hour segments or hour segments. How much time have you guys had as a quintet during this week?
Well, we started on Monday, and we've been playing about an hour each day.
And you have some different coaches working with you. Tell me a couple things that you have learned from the coaches about the music that you're going to play, things that you can take with you as you go back home on Sunday.
I've had to give a lot of head cues in the beginning of the pieces as a flute player.
So the flutist in particular nodding at the various other players, saying, this is where we start this and this is where we start that, that sort of thing. Okay, what else?
I've only been in brass quintets before, so I've learned how to play with woodwinds.
And how do you play with woodwinds?
It's a little different feel, and it's lighter and a lot quieter.
I was going to say, I bet you just can't play quite as loud as you would in a brass quintet, because you're not competing with trumpets and trombone and tuba and so on. One other little tidbit you've learned this week?
To listen around to the other four players with me.
Well, that's something you need to do in music in general, don't you?
Yeah.
But even more important in chamber music.
Yes.
Why, do you think?
Because a lot of times your part is similar to someone's, but also a little bit different. Like, a lot of times I will have something with Malika, but it's a little bit different, so we have to make sure we are together, even though we're not playing all the same notes.
And also, we don't have a conductor.
So that's where the head nodding comes in,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or the flute bobbing, or depending upon. And often, I mean, the cues often come from the flutist, but not always, right?
Yeah.
It depends who might have the melody at a given moment. And well, we get to hear at least some of what you've learned from the coaches and how it all comes together. You're going to play some music by Mozart for us. This is an Allegro Molto from one of his divertimentos. And these are members of one of the four wind quintets that are using rotating coaches at ISYM this week. Malika Patel, Caitlin Nielsen, Mitchell Lutz, Rachel Hecht, and Lauren Laney. Take it away, live on Live and Local. ¶¶ Wonderful job. It was music by Mozart from his 14th Divertimento, Kirchhoff 270, if you really want to know. That was the Allegro Molto movement from there, and performed by five students from the ISYM program, Illinois Summer Youth Music, at the University of Illinois, which is having its first session this week. There'll be sessions next week as well, and then on the third session 2 weeks after that. And they were flutist Malika Patel, oboist Caitlin Nielsen, clarinetist Mitchell Lutz, bassoonist Rachel Hecht, and horn player Lauren Laney. And they can be heard variously, depending upon which. Well, two of them will be in the senior orchestra concert tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and then the other three in the senior symphonic band concert tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. There's also the both of those at the Krannert Center in the Follinger Great Hall. There's also the Advanced Piano Camp giving a recital at Smith Memorial Hall, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, and the Musical Theater Camp performing at 10:30 in the Caldwell Playhouse, the Krannert Center, and the Senior Concert Band at 11:30 back in the Follinger Great Hall. So lots of opportunities to hear some really fine students from across the state and beyond. By the way, where do you all come from, Malika?
I'm from Peoria.
You're in Peoria. And Caitlin?
I am from Arlington Heights.
Arlington. And Mitchell?
I'm also from Peoria.
Also Peoria. Rachel?
Sycamore.
And Lauren?
Georgia.
Georgia as in the state?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Everybody else from Illinois. Oh, I was pretty sure that people came from elsewhere besides Illinois, and you just proved that that was true. Well, you all sounded great, obviously done a great job learning from your coaches and making some good music. And heard live here on Live and Local. Also going to be heard live in just a few minutes. Countertenor Jay Carter and lutenist Jeff Noonan. He's actually going to be playing a fascinating instrument called the theorbo. They'll preview some music from the concert Sunday night by the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana that's happening in Champaign. And the music director Chester Alvis will be with us as well. Stay tuned to Live and Local. Much more to come here on FM 90.9. That was the opening music from one of the coronation anthems of George Frederick Handel called The King Shall Rejoice. This was a performance by the choir of New College, Oxford, with the King's Consort led by Robert King. And you can hear that piece performed by the chorus and orchestra of the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana Sunday night of their concert at McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. We'll be hearing live from some of the other performers involved in that concert coming up in just a few minutes here on Live and Local. But we wanted to take a few more minutes to remind you that it is our final pledge drive of this fiscal year as we work to raise money as much as possible for the coming fiscal year, which starts just 9 days from now on the 1st of July. And it's our last chance to ask you specifically to support Live and Local. We've had 3 calls so far, I know, or pledges, however they have come through, whether at the phone number, which is 217-244-0025, or through our website, which is willpledge.org. Wherever they have come, we appreciate your support very much. And we will appreciate hearing from as many of you as possible who haven't yet contributed so far to this station this fiscal year. We really need your support. If you are a fan, if you're a regular listener, you've already bought into public radio. You just haven't done it financially, and we need your financial assistance. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. I'm with Heather Miller, who's been enjoying the program with me. Thanks for coming in, Heather.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. I tune in to Live and Local every day, and we will get back to more music in just a moment. But right now, your $100 gift right now, before the end of our fiscal year, is going to make a really big difference in what you'll hear all next year, beginning on July 1st. The money we raise before June 30th or by June 30th is going to support Classic Mornings. It's going to support Live and Local, an evening concert, and Classic by Request, all of the musical offerings that WILL provides you day in, day out, week in, week out, is in large part due to your support, and it's your support we're looking for. And if you have made your gift already, as so many of you have, we sincerely say thank you very much for that support. If you would like to help a friend of yours become a friend of ours, we encourage you to do that right now. A phone call to 217-244-0025 is a quick, an easy way to make a friend of yours a friend of WILL's. For a $40 pledge, your friend will get Patterns Magazine once a month, and you will be helping your connection to live music, your support of local music here in WILL and in our community, happen. So give us a call, 217-244-0025.
The decision to listen to WILL and to Live and Local is an easy one, and that's simply that you discovered us somehow or another. You enjoyed it, and so whenever you can, you turn the radio on. If you are near one, chances are you've got us in your ears. And that's simply because we bring music that you love every day. And of course, it's music that we love, which is how it is able to work so well. I mean, I know certainly on this program, I'm discovering music that I love that I didn't know I was going to love. For example, yesterday we had this wonderful live performance of some music, of body music, music made with, you know, popping parts of your body. And I thought it was extremely infectious, became one of my favorite shows of the year, if not all 3 years we've been on the program. It was a new discovery for me. And I'm sure you've made many of those new discoveries yourself, simply by having made the decision to listen to WILL. By having made the decision to listen and stick around, I would hope that that is a precursor to your decision to make a contribution to make sure that we stick around for you to enjoy each and every day. You can make your pledge right now by calling 217-244-0025 or going online at willpledge.org. Stay tuned for a live performance by countertenor Jay Carter with lutenist Jeff Noonan, preview of the concert by the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana happening Sunday night. That was music by Heinrich Schütz called O Primavera, O Spring. And it comes from a CD by the ensemble called Gravitacion, their CD called Le Stagioni, The Seasons. And this actually will be featured on the Sunday Baroque program. This is one of the pieces actually that's on their sampler CD that we're giving away as part of our pledge drive. When you make a pledge of a certain level, it's one of the thank you gifts you can obtain. And the countertenor for Gravitacion is in the studio with us right now because he's also performing with the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana on their concert Sunday night at 7:30 at McKinley Presbyterian Church on South 5th Street in Champaign, a program that features music by two great English composers. We heard some Handel's music earlier, and we're about to hear some by Henry Purcell. Chester Always is music director. And also with us is not only Jay Carter, the countertenor, but also Jeff Noonan, the lutenist. And he's playing an extraordinary lute, extraordinary in a number of different ways. The most obvious of which, if you check our website in a week or so, we'll have a video of this, is its size. It is the largest of the lute family, called a theorbo. And this piece involved in Hail, Bright Cecilia, which is a large work by Henry Purcell in many parts for chorus, soloists, and an ensemble. And they're going to give us a preview of one called Tis Nature's Voice, right? Mm-hmm. Through All the Moving Wood. Countertenor Jay Carter with lutenist on the theorbo, Jeff Noonan, here on Live and Local.
Tis nature's voice, tis nature's voice, through the moving wood of creatures understood, the universal tongue, the universal tongue, to none of all her numerous race unknown. From her it learned the mighty, the mighty, the mighty art to court the ear, or strike the heart, at once the passions to express and move, at once the passions to express and move. We hear and straight we grieve, or hate, and straight we grieve, or hate, and kept captivates the mind. At once it charms the sense and captivates the mind.
Countertenor Jay Carter with Theorbist. Is that
Theorbist?
Theorbist.
Yeah, Theorbist. Yeah,
right. Jeff Noonan. And wonderful sounding instrument, wonderful looking instrument. It's about 6 feet long.
6 feet long.
Six
yeah.
feet long.
This is a small one.
And that's a small one.
That's a small one.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
Big ones are about a foot and a half, 2 feet bigger.
And if you want to see these guys perform, you can do that Sunday night. They'll do this music as part of Henry Purcell's Hail Bright Cecilia and a concert by the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana Sunday night at 7:30 at McKinley Presbyterian Church on South Fifth Street in Champaign. Music director Chaz Alwis with the chorus and orchestra, and also joined by guest soprano Christina Berger returning to this community. Thank you all for listening. Thanks, guys, for coming in and performing for us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
This is 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. We have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, and from you, our listeners. Call us with your support, 244-0025.